What is going on, guys? We're back with another episode of Men and Mental. I am the boy Ken, back with another episode. Just kind of want to get on here. I know I've been on vacation for like the past week and felt like I just kind of want to get in here and talk about something that's important to me, and it's starting to realize that I may suffer from this. I know you have to kind of be diagnosed with it or whatnot, but what I'm referring to is social anxiety. Let me slow down. I've been moving around a lot, so let me kind of calm down. Let's kind of talk through this a little bit more slowly. Started to notice that, you know, my podcast, the way I talk kind of comes across very fast. So I'm going to try to work on that. So back to social anxiety and whatnot. So I put a post on Instagram, and this was one of the topics that somebody said I should kind of just go over a little bit. If you don't know what anxiety is, I'm not 100% sure, so I'm just going to Google it just to be safe and make sure I come across with the right definition. But basically, it is a chronic mental health condition in which social interactions cause irrational anxiety, right? I'm really tired. So basically, it's an intense fear of being negatively judged based on inadequate social performance. Now, when somebody said that I should talk about social anxiety, I had already looked it up, done my research and whatnot, and I started to realize that I may have this issue myself. And I don't have it in a lot of aspects. I have it in like some areas of my life, and I think that comes from just being on social media and people perceiving and me appearing a certain way. And a lot of the times I'm very much like that in real life. Like, if I'm happy on Instagram, if I post a pic, 9 times out of 10, I'm happy in real life. It's very rare. I can't think of the last time that I posted a picture and I really wasn't happy or anything like that. I normally know how to take a step back and, you know, just go through the motions of real life before appearing back on social media, because I always want to be the same person off social media that I appear on. But anyway, another area, that I feel as though may get to me a little bit. It's when it comes to YouTube. And YouTube is something that I want to pursue, but I don't know what it is that's kind of stopping me from that. I don't know if it's just that having that fear of not putting out something good or whatnot. You know what I mean? And I think a little of that comes from, you know, just the social media vibes of it. It's like, oh, your shit sucks, or this, that, and the third. And I think that starts to mess with me. And then it's like, on the other end, I'm not going to say I'm a perfectionist, but I do want to put out something that's, you know, very, very good, which is why I start buying the lights and, you know, doing the different setups and all of these different things, because I want whatever I start doing, I want it to be this thing, so it's accepted. And you know, it's like I bought so much stuff, but I still haven't did it. So the only logical answer is that, you know, I just have that fear of, you know, it not being received well and whatnot. So I'm still going through the motions with that. I'm starting to realize that that may be the case. And I'm starting to accept that is the reality that I live in, and growing to the point where, you know, I'm just going to start putting shit out. Like, fuck it. I've told myself I was going to do shorts and whatnot. It's like, hey, let's just do some short form content that's best for me. And then I don't do shorts because, you know, I don't know. It's just, I just want something to be received well. And it's just, I'm in my own head a lot. I'm in this, I'm in that and whatnot. So I say all that to say is, at least for me, having the understanding that I may have some level of social anxiety, my first step for me to just kind of moving through it is just accepting that that's a reality. Like, hey, this is just what it's going to be. Either you're going to let it control you, or you control it. You know what I mean? And, you know, some parts of it is due to social media, which is why I did a podcast, you know, a couple months ago, where, you know, separating social media from reality is that you have to stop getting so caught up what people say online, or what things, you know, what somebody else is doing. Like, everybody lives their life differently. Everybody's gonna go through different motions, have different, you know, different problems, different issues, things like that. You know, something good can happen to this person. That same good may not happen to you at this point in time, but you know, you just got to learn to be on your own path, go through your own journey and live your own life. And rather than focusing on what you see on social media, and also just stop caring what people think. So now on the other end, you know, that's social media. You know, it's easy to just turn that off. Or for some people, it's easy. Others, it's hard. But on the other end, you have like real life situations where people have that fear of, you know, not performing or being socially awkward. So it creates that anxiety within you. And my advice to you, if that were me, because I used to be shy, I used to have that social anxiety and whatnot. And I think for me, the way that I kind of navigated it was, you know, number one, just kind of leaning on my friends, having those conversations, like being able to just come out of my comfort zone more and more with friends. And then, you know, it kind of translate over to family to the point where you start to be able to learn how to carry a conversation or just kind of, you know, just be yourself and just have people accept who you are and whatnot. And then an important piece is not caring if someone doesn't like you or like the way you talk or like the way you respond to things. It's like, if somebody's just gonna be an asshole or just don't fuck with you, then that just is what it is. I don't get too caught up in that. Like, I just, you know, I fuck with the people that fuck with me, and I don't fuck with the people that don't fuck with me. Like, it's really just that simple. But I know for some people it can be kind of hard because we live, especially when it comes to social media, a lot of us do want to fit in. We want to look the way people may look on social media, and I get that. But I'm just here to tell you, from somebody who's on social media, who can appear a certain way, that everything isn't going to be always what it seems. So just live your life, have your fun, do what works for you, and you know, just be yourself. Just, and as always, if you know social anxiety is something that's severe for you, therapy is always an option. To get that professional help and learning how to deal with certain situations. I can only give general advice that I would hope would work. So as always, consult a professional 100%. If yours is severe, or if you really just don't know how to navigate it, you know, even I'm trying to think, a lot of therapists, they have consultation periods and whatnot. So even, you know, a lot of therapists, that at least the ones that I've encountered, they genuinely want to help people, right? So a lot of the times you're able to ask those questions in consultation, and they may give you like bits and pieces here and there. Obviously, you know, they also have a living to make. So they're not just going to give you a full therapy session through it. But like I said, they do want to help you. So even if you can't afford it, just try to talk through it through the consultation period and whatnot. See what they can offer you. See if they can put like some kind of, you know, discounted pricing or things like that. So it's always good to just talk to different therapists, because there are a lot out there that do really genuinely want to help people. And it's not really about the money for them. So good luck on your search for that and whatnot. But yeah, another thing I want to talk about is somebody asked me about dating, the mental health aspect of dating. Now dating can be tricky, especially you know, for both male and female. And I say that because you start to learn a lot about yourself, but you also start to learn a lot about, you know, other people. Because if you're in like early dating phase, so we're not talking about exclusively dating one person, we're talking about you just mixing, mingling with different people. You start to learn how certain people move, how they react, how they talk, you know, different responses that, you know, you may get versus the other, you know what I mean? So you definitely learn a lot about who you are and about, you know, just the level that you may feel as though you're at in life and whatnot. So hope that makes sense. That kind of sounded weird, but let me try to re-explain that. Dating is going to test you, right? You're going to realize that you may like a person, And then, you know, you go on a couple more dates and you may realize you don't like the person. So it's always good to have a level headed and also to be fair to yourself. Like, don't just date this person, date this person, date this person, date this person, and then you really like this one person and, you know, you kind of play yourself out of it. You know, you're not willing to take it, you know, a tiny extra step towards this person out of fear for whatever. You know, a lot of us have fears for different reasons, especially if you had just got out of a relationship or whatever the case may be, or if you just actually enjoy dating multiple people, so you don't even want to just date this one person, but you want your cake and you want to eat it too. It's fucked up. Don't do that. But I think dating takes a toll on the mental health, because again, you know, you could be cut off by a person you really like. You know, a lot of things can happen. You know, just things just don't work out, or with this person, or you really like this person, then they turned around and did something that you may have not liked, and it's kind of almost like a deal breaker, especially in that early dating stage. So it can kind of toy with your mind a little bit, like, damn, am I ever going to find the right one? But I'm here to tell you that all you got to do is be persistent in your pursuit. And, you know, like I said, just be fair to yourself. Don't be too hard on yourself, man. Things happen, especially in that early dating phase. You're going to just date this person, may have fun with this person, may go out and date with this person, and, you know, you just kind of go through the motions, man. You'll find the right one for you, as long as you're consistent, you're fair, you're a nice guy or woman, and, you know, you just be yourself. And yeah, I mean, I think everybody has somebody out there for them. I'm a firm believer in that. But yeah, guys, trying to think, I had another topic in my head and it just kind of eluded me a little bit. But another thing somebody had asked me was, oh God, it's slipping my mind. Another thing somebody asked me, give me 2 seconds. I'm about to check my Instagram. But in the meantime, I hope everybody out there who is listening is having an amazing day, an amazing night, an amazing morning, whenever you are listening. And yeah, I mean, I appreciate every single person who continues to pull up and watch these podcasts or listen to these podcasts. And I forgot to give a shout out to everybody listening on Apple or Spotify, or shout out to the YouTube gang checking in as always. I'm trying to get better with posting the YouTube podcast and whatnot. If you go in there and look on the YouTube one, I definitely switched up the lighting, all of that. I'm hoping it looks good in post editing, because I had did one to the last episode, and then when I uploaded it to my computer, it was so garbage. That shit was bad. And I was fucking blowed. I was blowed as hell. But back to Men and Mental. That was just like a little, you know what I mean, a little 15 minute intermission. But somebody asked, at what age did you find your purpose in life? Because I'm 27 and I don't know mine yet. So finding a purpose in life is going to come from experiences. And it's funny, I was just having this conversation with somebody that they were going to, you know, take some time and just kind of figure themselves out. And for me, finding a purpose just kind of comes from, like I said, experiences, just living your life. You're going to go through the motions of finding out things that you really love, and you're going to go through the motion of finding out things that you just really don't care for. And for me, mine just came from just, you know, doing different things, playing the game, traveling, looking and realizing certain things. You know, like I said, when it came to photography, that was just a matter of me always being around the camera and start to realize I loved holding a camera. I loved everything about it. I love being able to take pictures, things like that. So it's just gonna come from experiences, man. If you like animals, go volunteer at an animal shelter, or, you know, go to a dog park and just figure out ways to bring out the things that you really love, and then you'll find a purpose and you'll find a career for it, 100%. So one thing I will say is, don't be so hard on yourself when it comes to finding that purpose, because, you know, everybody's race is going to be different. You know, like, you're not going to cross the finish line the same time as somebody else. You have to do your race at your pace. I don't know why I'm so tired, but yeah, man, just walk your own path. Find your own purpose. And again, it likely will come from just experiences. You know, you'll just realize certain things from traveling or trying new food or being around different animals or, you know, trying new apps. You know, it could be anything. Just dabble in anything that shows a little of interest, that dabble in anything that you have interest in, and then just kind of go from there. And it's something to snag you, and you'll just realize, like, damn, this is definitely something I love doing, and I can do this every day. So I hope that helps. I think I'm gonna do one more topic. This is just a podcast. I just kind of want to get back on here and get my feet wet. It's not a very particular podcast and whatnot. The next one is going to be exciting. I do have a guest lined up, so I'm excited for you guys to kind of get that guest feel again. I know since we've started, we've only had one, and that was an amazing podcast. So hoping to recreate, not recreate, but I'm hoping to get that same energy that you guys gave that one on the next one, and of course all of them. But trying to see another topic really quick. I've kind of pretty much ran through everything that people have been asking me about, but I guess I'll just kind of touch on this one. I'm pretty sure I've touched on it before, but they just asked about healing. Now, healing is very important in all aspects of life, and it can come on the back of a lot of issues, a breakup, alcohol. It can come from some form of substance abuse, or, you know, anything. There's a lot of things out there in the world that a lot of people will seek healing for. So my advice would be to, one, lean on something or someone that you can trust, meaning, and stay away from the things that may not be too good for you. So for an example, I talked about this before, if you are going through a breakup or something of that nature, alcohol may not be something you want to dabble in, because you'll start to become dependent on it. And again, I was in that same boat, so I've been there. So you don't want to be dependent on alcohol to pick you up, you know, every day or every other day or things like that. So again, just try to find ways to kind of just be yourself, work on yourself, and just kind of heal from it. That's leaning on friends, going to find new hobbies, whether it's playing a game or go on a hike or go play some sports or go painting or do things like that to just kind of really just help you feel like yourself again. Because again, we can feel lost and we cannot feel like ourselves, and that's where a lot of people can just kind of fall into that hole, and then it'd be really hard to get out. So it's very important that you continue to be yourself, search for yourself, and just pick yourself up. You know, allow other people to come in and help too. Don't try to blow people off, because those are the ones that are, you know, genuinely care for you and whatnot. But it's very, 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 very important that you take care of yourself, take care of your mental health, and just heal. You know, I mean, it sounds easy, or it sounds easy, but in reality it is hard. But how do I put this? It requires you to put the time in, put it like that. You're not gonna get quick results. It's just not gonna work like that. Even if you can walk around and say, oh yeah, I feel great, I'm good, you know what I'm saying, what's that song, that FNF whatever, you know. But it's important that you really take the time to move on fully 100% from any situation. Or, you know, again, like I said, people heal from a lot of things, like substance abuse or things like that. It's important to heal yourself so that the people around you can also heal. Because in reality, you know, things that require, things that can be traumatic to some, or heartbreaking or anything like that, it can affect the people around you as well. Because, you know, they have to see you like that. They have to try to help you. You know, it takes a toll on them as well. And I think oftentimes a lot of people forget about that. That, you know, if I'm crying on the arms of my mother, that's also hurting her. She don't want to see her son crying. You know what I mean? So me healing is also helping the people around me heal as well. Heal from that. Heal from what they see me go through. And, you know, it moves everybody around you to a much, 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 much better place. But, So yeah, it's very important. Yeah, I think I kind of touched on a few topics. I kind of hit a few things, but yeah, I think I'm gonna call it there. But I really just kind of got on here because I had did some different lighting and whatnot, so I was like, "Fuck it, I'm gonna do a podcast and whatnot." But figured I'd get on here and talk about a couple things because I'm at the point now in my life where I'm just gonna do it and just kind of just let things be. Things will just kind of fall where they fall. That's kind of where I'm at. But and I encourage everybody else to kind of have that same mentality, because if you get too caught up on trying to be a perfectionist or just hoping everything is 100% right, it's gonna take a toll more times than not, and that's what it did for me. So as long as the intentions are pure, that's all that matters. If your heart's in the right place and it is something that you want to do, I encourage you to go for it. Shoot for the stars and don't look back. But yeah, guys, I appreciate you guys again for checking in. Shout out to everybody listening or watching. YouTube gang, I'm talking to you. And yeah, guys, I really hope you guys are enjoying. And again, don't hesitate to shoot me a DM, an email, anything like that if you do want to come on the pod. If you live in another state, that's the tricky part. I'm gonna figure out an audio way for you to virtually, you know, join the pod and whatnot. But I think I kind of already have a way, but I just want to be 100% with it. We're gonna do some testing this week. But yeah, guys, we are about to be over and out. I appreciate every single one of you guys, and I love every single one of you guys. And if you are new here, shout out to you and joining the kinfolk over here in Men and Mental. But yeah, guys, you guys have a good day, a good night, a good morning, whenever you're listening. And yeah, we got it.